I believe we have Mosa Moremi, a National Child Rights Advocacy Officer on the line. Hello, Mosa.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Thank you for being with us today. Mosa, won't you just give us the background and tell us who are the SOS Children's Villages and what do they do?
Okay. At SOS Children's Villages, we are a child care organization. And we, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, no, I can hear you very well.
Okay. And we care for children who have lost parental care and those who are at risk of losing parental care due to a number of reasons. Could be that their parents are not well. You know, it could be that maybe one parent has gone, has left, and then the other parent is, it's not easy for them. It could be because of neglect, and the children get referred to us to take care of.
So how many?
Among the programs that we have a family-based care program where the children stay with us for 24 hours or all the time, and then we have our caregivers who take care of those children. We also do have another program called Family Strengthening, where children are not removed from their families. But what we do is we support their families to be able to take care of the children.
Turning then to the initiative, the 16 Days of Activism.
Do you want to please repeat your question?
Yes.
I can't hear you well.
Okay, let me try again. Turning to the 16 Days of Activism against violence against women and children.
Yes.
Talk to me about the initiative. How long, what is it hoping to achieve? Give us details.
Okay. The 16 days of activism for violence against women and children is a campaign whereby, you know, we look at the violence that is perpetrated against mothers, against women and children as well. But that does not include the violence that young children get exposed to because of maybe the violence that is happening between the parents. The campaign lasts for 16 days, and it ends on the 10th of December. Now, as SOS Children's Villages, we have decided to be part of the campaign in support of all the survivors and other human rights organizations that are against the abuse. So what's happening is that for us, since we say we have zero tolerance for violence, especially against children, and like I said, including the violence that the young children are exposed to because of what's happening, or maybe violence happening between the parents or mothers and fathers. So because of that, we're doing everything that we can to make sure that we prevent any form of violence. Because we know that once a child is exposed to violence, you know, it comes back to haunt them. And there's a research that was done by the Institute for Security Studies, which says that when children are exposed to violence at a very tender age, it comes back and it affects them in say maybe 2 decades after they were exposed to such violence. So we have realized that even if a child is exposed or experiences violence at a very tender age, later it affects their well-being and it also affects their behavior. So as SOS, we have systems in place to try and deal with whatever form of violence the children are exposed to. Because one of some research has found that 1 in every 3 children are exposed to violence by their caregivers. So because at SOS we do work with caregivers, we are doing everything possible to make sure that we prevent such violence. We have people, we train people that we call investigators that respond to any violence that is being reported. If a child is abused, a child is exposed to violence, we encourage our staff members to report it, and then we go out there to investigate and find out what really happened so that we can come up with, you know, prevention measures, you know, to make sure that that thing never happens again, so that we prevent the cycle of violence that the child may be exposed to.
Hello? No, go on.
Okay. So because of you know, the experiences that we've had with children who were exposed to violence, because most of them that are referred to us would be children who are coming from such families that are at the brink of breaking down because of violence, children being exposed to abuse, both sexual, physical, emotional, and other forms of abuse. So we know, you know, what happens to these children, because in most cases they you know, they have problem behavior. They give us problems when we care for them. So that is why we are also saying we encourage, you know, people to report, and we that also includes maybe the health department to say if they see any signs or symptoms of abuse, physical, emotional, any other form of abuse, that maybe that be it should be reported, so that our social development can, or the police can deal with such violence and stop it from, you know, repeating itself. And again, what we are encouraging, like I said, we encourage people to report such form of violence so that it can be dealt with and it can be stopped before it repeats itself with our children.
Well, so you're doing such important work for all of us. You're fixing our whole society, because if you fix the children, well, then you're fixing our futures. If people wanted to get involved in the 16 days of activism in any way, how could they do that?
Please repeat yourself, if they wanted to do what?
If people wanted to get involved in this initiative, 16 days of activism, if people wanted to contribute in one way or another, how would they be able to do that?
Yeah, we have a Twitter page and we also have a Facebook page where such discussions can take place. And we also have our website where we'll be giving information, and yeah, but with our other social media pages, we encourage people to get into our pages and give whatever suggestions or information that they would like to provide.
Well, so on behalf of all of us, thank you for what you're doing. It's going to affect all of our lives,
Thank you very much.
And that's where we're going to leave it. And thank you for speaking to us.